So the first reading from the prophet Isaiah today shows us a very beautiful vision that Jerusalem become the central point, a gathering point for all nations. And we hear too in the responsorial psalm, let us go rejoicing in the house of the Lord within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem means city of peace. And I think at this moment in our own history, day and age, there's a lot of tension in that region right now. So therefore, we must pray that the Lord of peace will instill and allow peace to happen. Not the absence of war, but that people sees, understand, recognize, and embrace the peace of the Lord. This is what's important. We must pray for peace all the time. But peace that comes from God, not from politics, not from any other worldly means, but peace from the Lord. So that in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all the things that go wrong, in the midst of all the things that are beyond our comprehension, expectation, or understanding, we have peace in the Lord. The house of the Lord shall be the house of peace, Jerusalem. Therefore, let us remember that. And in a very wonderful way, when we come to Mass, we get to encounter this Prince of Peace, the Lord who give himself, his body, his blood up for us. And today in the gospel reading, Jesus said, how wonderful is that faith that the centurion had. And as a matter of fact, his words were so impactful that we use it at Mass every time. Before we receive communion, the priest will raise up the body of Christ and say, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to receive it. And then we respond the same words that the centurion said, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. But you only say one word. One word, O Lord, and my soul shall be healed. That healing that comes from God, knowing that he had the power to heal not other people, but healed our souls and everything that we carry deeper within. So let us take consolation today in recognizing that we need peace. Peace in our spirit, in our soul, in our life. So that in the midst of what's going on in our own AOR and everything happening in the world right now, we are at peace knowing that God is with us.